Good morning, everyone. Today is Thursday morning, March 28, 2019. And reading from the Daily Light, a compilation of the King James Version of the Bible. Be strong and of good courage. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Good morning, Lee Disselhorst. Good morning, Robin. Stephen Aldrich. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. From whom shall I be afraid? Good morning, Carl Kelly. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increases strength. Even the youth shall faint and weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Good morning, Ron Rosa. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Good morning, Bill Upchurch. Welcome aboard this morning. My flesh and my heart faileth, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. If God be for us, who can be against us? The Lord is on my side. I will not fear what man can do unto me. Through thee will we push down our enemies. Through thy name we will tread them under that rise up against us. We are more than conquerors through him that loved us. Arise, therefore, and be doing, and the Lord be with thee. I've just read from Joshua 1:18, Psalm 27:1, Isaiah 40:29, 31, Psalm 73:26, Romans 8:31, Psalm 118:6. Psalm 44, Romans 8:37, and 1 Chronicles 22:16. No, the Word of God is chock full of encouragement for believers. All we have to do is open it up and read it. Many people have a hard time opening their Bibles. It just sits on the coffee table and gathers dust. You know, it's not gonna do any good just sitting there on the coffee table, is it? I've entitled this Marvelous Grace. Marvelous Grace. It's truly wonderful what the Lord hath done by giving his chosen people his dear son. The perfect sacrifice to atone for their sins that knew no beginning and never will end. This eternal vital union gives comfort to the soul to know that our destiny our Savior controls. Given to him before the foundation of the world, this eternal adoption has just begun to unfurl. Good morning, Howard Jett. Welcome aboard this morning. Lord, let your marvelous grace speak to my soul when the waves of trouble over me roll. May I always cry out, Abba Father, to you, knowing that forever I will be with you. Well, have you ever had a situation in your life where there was someone in your life who didn't realize it, but they were treating you as a second-class citizen? have you ever had someone like that? You know, there's a lot of people that have this top-down attitude. You know, I'm up here, you're down there. I think that's one reason why short stature people try to overcompensate sometimes, because they feel like they're being lorded over upon. But it doesn't happen just to short statured people. If someone gets the idea that they can intimidate you, look out. Have you ever heard the saying, if you give them an inch, they'll take a mile? Well, what does Scripture say? Well, the Scripture says that if one slaps you on one cheek, you're supposed to turn the other cheek, right? It says if one compels you to go with them a mile, you should go with them 2 miles. If they ask for your coat, give them your cloak also. Well, how do we balance these things out with the Word of God? Well, it says love your neighbor as yourself. It doesn't say love your neighbor more than yourself, does it? It doesn't say not to love yourself. There's nothing wrong with having a genuine self-respect. Good morning, Nina G. Mariano. And Emmanuel Laswata. Good morning. Quite a group with us this morning. You know, oftentimes when we are attacked, we don't really know how to respond. A lot of times people will do it with adjectives. You're lazy. That was an ignorant comment. That was stupid. Okay? And these, oftentimes, these comments are made by people who are, by the world standards, very intelligent. You know? Yes. You know, that wasn't well thought out. Can't you read? You know? And then people try to justify it. Okay, they try to justify that kind of activity by saying, well, I know that you're very mature in the faith, and because you're mature in the faith, I speak plainly. There's a difference in speaking plainly and attacking people. Big difference in speaking plainly to someone than attacking them, don't you agree? Well, have you had someone try to lambast you lately in a derogatory way? Well, one of the things I've learned is that, you know, the best way is to ease out of the situation, because if you reinforce someone, they'll just continue to do it. They'll just continue to do it. And so you have to just kind of learn how to distance yourself from people who are attack dogs. They're out there. You have to distance yourself from attack dogs. Jesus Christ was attacked. The Bible says that if you're in Christ, you're going to suffer persecution. But it also tells us to be harmless as serpents and wise as doves. Maybe it's the other way around. Well, you know, I just want to encourage you this morning, if you're experiencing someone in your life who is maligning you or attacking you or putting you down, and maybe even publicly, maybe they're trying to destroy your credibility, you know. The best thing you can do, really, is distance yourself from them and go on with your life. Commit everything to God. He will be with you during the times that you may be going through. I don't know who this message is specifically for this morning other than myself. But I will tell you that Satan would love to try to divide his people. He would love to try to put a wedge in between his people. But God is sufficient in all things. God is sovereign over all things. And, you know, maybe he sent this person into your or my life to buffet us, to try us, to make us stronger, okay? So that when we are attacked by others, we'll know how to properly respond. I know this is something that it seems like people are much more verbally abusive today in our society. But let's remember, there's more power with God than is with Satan. We're on the winning side. With banners unfurled, we'll tell the whole world that Jesus is captain and we are his bride. There's nothing to fear, for Jesus is near, whatever the conflict may be. With Christ as our King, we most certainly know that he's won the victory. There's more power with God than be with the devil. Lord, open our eyes to see the mountains around with chariots abound. We're trusting alone in thee. The devil may boast and marshal his host and fight in the battle array, but with Christ as the King, he victory will bring. We're certain he's won the day. Another thing I tell people is the best encouragement you can do for yourself is look back at what Christ has done for you. Look at all the victories he's brought you through in your life. You know, sometimes God has so brought me through situations that it's mind-boggling what he's brought me through. I mean, and I look back at that and I say, wow, how did God do that? As if it was any problem with God, okay? So it's good to keep these things in remembrance, the things that Christ has done for us. And if he's done it in the past, he'll do it again. Amen? Well, I just want to encourage everyone out there in your workplace, in your families, people that say they're your friends, they're on the attack. Just take it to Jesus Christ. Realize he will give you the strength to go through whatever that might be. Sometimes these things arrive out of people having major disagreements about things. You know? I'm going to conclude today with this poem I've entitled Bitter Herbs. Have you ever tasted something so bitter that was supposed to be good for you? Then you've asked yourself the question, how could this possibly be true? Christ partook of the most bitter cup that we could imagine, drinking from the gall of rejection from his Father and giving his people eternal salvation. We are told if we are in Christ, we will suffer persecution, a most bitter herb that we have tasted. It may be bitter, but its results are never wasted. The bitter herb of persecution merely drives us to our Savior, and there is nothing sweeter tasting than to partake of his favor. So the next time you taste of the bitter herb of suffering and pain, just thank the Lord that to you he has an entrance gained. Into the realms of glory where sits the Lamb of God, interceding for you as on this veil of tears you trod. May the good Lord be with you today. And if you're being attacked or maligned, just put a distance between yourself and that person attacking you. God bless.